English phrasal verbs, plans and decisions. Hello and welcome to another article. Why do we need to learn plans and decisions phrasal verbs in English? Or a more general question, why do we need to learn phrasal verbs? An inseparable part of learning the English language and improving your English vocabulary is to learn English phrasal verbs. But what is a phrasal verb? A phrasal verb in English is a verb with a preposition. So, verb plus preposition equals phrasal verb. Take grow up, for example. Grow is the verb and up is the preposition. Many English students hate phrasal verbs because they are hard to remember. However, if you have a topic-based approach to learning English phrasal verbs, you will learn them much easily. A topic-based approach to learning English vocabulary and phrasal verbs is the key to learning. That is what I focus on in my online English courses. In this article, we're going to learn 9 English phrasal verbs that you can use to talk about decisions and plans. Choice making is an inseparable part of our daily lives. Therefore, let's see some phrasal verbs that are associated with choice and decision making. Number 1, sleep on something. What does it mean? To sleep on something means to wait and think about something before you make a decision. When somebody sleeps on a decision or problem, they wait for some time before they decide what to do about it. Like this example, imagine somebody offered you some money for your headphones, but you weren't sure that you wanted to sell them or not. What would you do? Maybe you go home and think about it, or wait until the next day. Then you can make an informed decision. If you are not sure whether to sell your headphones or to keep them, you can sleep on it. So, to sleep on something means to wait and think about something before you make a decision. Phrasal verb number 2, to do without something. To do without something is a very useful English phrasal verb, which means to succeed in living or working without someone or something. For example, I would never sell my phone because I cannot do without it. It means I cannot live without my phone. Or, there is no more milk, so I guess we'll just have to do without it. Which means we just have to continue doing what we are doing without milk. So, to do without somebody or to do without something means to live or to work without someone or something. Phrasal verb number 3, to weigh up something. Generally, to weigh up something means to think about something considering both the positive sides and the negative sides, and then weigh them up to see which one is stronger. Like the following example. Imagine you were offered a job in a town far away from where you live. What would you do? There are obviously some pros and cons. Pros are the positive sides and cons are the negative sides. What you need to do is to weigh up the pros and cons and see which one is heavier. Some other examples of this phrasal verb about plans and decisions are: Michael wanted to weigh up all negative and positives before starting his career in X marketing company. Or here's another example. Before buying a laptop, weigh up the advantages and disadvantages of all your options. So, to weigh up something means to think about something considering both the positive and negative sides. Next phrasal verb, to run something by somebody. To run something by somebody means to tell them about what is happening and to ask for their opinion. Imagine this scenario. Moving to a new town for your future job opportunity means going away from your family and your friends. In this case, you might need a second opinion. So, it is best to run it by your family. It means asking your family for a second opinion. Take a look at 2 other examples. You will need to run that by the boss before you do it. Or here's another example. Please run those kinds of decisions by me next time, okay? So, to run something by somebody means to tell somebody about what is happening and to ask for their opinion. Next phrasal verb is to think ahead or to plan ahead. To think ahead or to plan ahead means to think or plan before something happens. It means to think and plan about what you want to do in the future, such as how you see yourself in 10 years. In 10 years, if I want to be a bodybuilder, there are things I need to do. To achieve that goal, I need to think and plan ahead. Let's see two other examples with this English phrasal verb. I plan ahead to avoid calamity. Thinking ahead can make the difference between success and failure. So, to think ahead or to plan ahead means to think or plan before something happens. Next is to think something over. To think something over means to think carefully about all aspects of something before you make a decision. Let's have a look at the example below with this phrasal verb. Imagine somebody asked you to invest all your savings in a new company that you don't know very well. What would you do? If you want to invest all your money in a new company, you need to stop and think it over. Look at these other sentences. I'll give you time to think my offer over. I've thought over what you said, and you're right. So, to think it over or to think something over means to think carefully about all aspects of something before you make a decision. Next phrasal verb is to think something through. To think through means to think about the possible consequences. Have a look at the example below. What would you do if you lose all your money? What if you get a huge return on that investment and become even richer? You have to think through your decision. Take a look at two other examples with this English phrasal verb. I need time to think this through. We have thought through the matter and have come to a decision. So, to think through means to think about the possible consequences. Next phrasal verb is to bargain for something. To bargain for something means to expect something to happen. Pay attention to the following example. A few months ago, I had $500 and I wanted to go on vacation. I started planning ahead and estimated the money that I needed to spend on this trip. But when I got there, the hotel charged me $20 extra as city tax. That was something I hadn't bargained for. If you say I didn't bargain for this, it means that I didn't expect this to happen. Here are a few other examples. I hadn't bargained for being stuck in traffic on the way home. They hadn't bargained for such a dramatic change in the weather. So, to bargain for something means to expect something to happen. And last but not least, to chicken out. To chicken out means to become too scared to do something and to give up in the last minute. Pay close attention to this example. A couple of years ago, I wanted to try bungee jumping with one of my friends. It's very scary and I was terrified. But I wanted to face my fears. I went there, but in the last minute, I chickened out. Look at these other examples. He was going to ask her out on a date, but he chickened out in the last minute. I chickened out when I saw how deep the water was. So, to chicken out means to become too scared to do something. And that's it, guys. Remember, learning English is a process. It is not only about learning English phrasal verbs or vocabulary, but also grammar and also your four skills. So, don't forget to practice. See ya.